Pat Kerwin, Sirius XM NFL Radio, the expert of all experts.
No, I'm just the oldest of the oldest.
No.
Gil Brandt's the oldest.
Well, Gil Brandt's by far the oldest.
Yes, he's the godfather for a reason. But this is my 29th straight combine, so that's a pathetic stat.
No, it's not.
I was here as a coach, and then you get into the media end of it, and then the media exploded. There was a time when there would be almost no one here, and we'd walk around trying to get someone to sit down and do an interview with us. Now everything's scheduled, and it's quite an event. And as soon as they let the public in, some of the old-timers really hated that. But I told them, don't fight it. It's coming, and they're going to make it a media event.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, sure.
That's been the story leading up to this point, which is just kind of the first start of our draft. Would you say this group of quarterbacks is going to live up to the hype in terms of how many will go in the first round?
Well, I think four will go in the top 10. And by the time we get to April, it'll be at fever pitch. And the last couple of years, if you've noticed, guys will get up into the first round. Kansas City moved up to get one. So you'll see that. The question really becomes, who's ready to play? And if you're taking one to be behind Eli Manning for 2 years, then you're taking a guy that has, you know, maybe a kid from Wyoming because Allen's not ready to play. But a perfect place for him to be. Now, if you're taking one and you need to put him on the field, then I'm taking Baker Mayfield, because I think that kid could walk out on the field and play right now.
I know that you really do your homework when you're getting ready for this time of the year.
I don't do anything else.
You've been through, what, 70-something players?
I've got to 70 done on tape, you know. So I have every college tape, and I get them from different places. And then, really, on our show, I basically say, look, we're going to tell you what we think of the guy, but we're going to tell you where we saw it. So if someone's telling you what they think of a player, but they can't remember what game they saw it in, we reject that.
Oh, wow. So who has stood out to you the most so far?
Well, Chubb, the kid at North Carolina State, I think getting a pass rush is hard. So I look at it from a different perspective. My perspective is, what's the fall off from the top guy? So after Chubb, I think the fall off's significant. So that makes him way more valuable. After Chubb, you're starting to get nervous about what you get.
So he's the guy, if I want a monster, big, fast edge rusher, that's the guy?
Yeah,
or is there
someone
else?
No, I think he's the one. He's got the skills to play with his hand on the ground. He can play standing up. He's athletic. He can drop into coverage for the teams that like the zone blitz. You guys kind of remember how that goes. And now all of a sudden your end's got to drop every so often. So he's got all of that going, and he's got technique. You know, I always look at these college rushers. Show me a guy with 15 sacks, and if all of them are speed rush, he's not going to do very well in pros for a while because he doesn't have a counter move. He can't switch from speed to power. He's not strong enough to bull rush. This guy can do it all.
See, Amy's not being subtle at all. She wants the Titans to take an edge rusher at 25.
Sold.
She wants one, but Chubb's not going to be there. There's no question about it. So give me
the Davenport that we had him at
the Senior Bowl. What do you think of Marcus Davenport?
I'm nervous about him. I think there are people that like him more than I do. So out of respect for them, and I respect their opinion. I felt that the Senior Bowl, he was one-dimensional, not ready for prime time. Now, he played pretty good in the game. He got off. His snap was pretty good, and everyone started to get excited. But during the week, he was on the this could be trouble list. So I would think if you're taking him, you're taking him to be a third down rusher, and you're not going to use him on first and second down until he gets bigger and stronger.
Is there any other position that has really stood out to you from a depth perspective?
Yeah. And I talked to your general manager about it today, and I'm not obviously done with all my film work, but I would say the defensive tackle position is really starting to excite me. There's a number of guys that are 300 to 350 that can run and they can move, and you don't necessarily have to make them nose tackles in 30 fronts. They penetrate, they can rush the passer. And, you know, so if you miss out on Deron Payne from Alabama and you miss out on Vitae, the kid from Washington, well, there's a kid over there at Virginia Tech that I like, Timmy Settle. And I didn't know him, so I started working on him on the film, and the guy's 340. He's really athletic, and he can do a lot of different things, and I have a feeling that the Titans would be interested in a guy like that.
Now, see,
you gotta go wrong with 340, 6'5".
What I love about Pat Kerwin is, like, unlike guys like me, he doesn't fall in love with prospects. And so
no,
like,
I don't.
I'm a Roquan Smith guy. The linebacker from Georgia, I just think he's as good as any player in the draft, regardless of position. I love this player. I know Quentin Nelson at Notre Dame, the guard, is that kind of guy, too.
Yeah.
Talk about those two guys as football players.
Yeah, well, I think Quentin Nelson, I knew him in high school, Jersey Shore guy, Red Bank Catholic. So I got a chance to watch him early, and nothing surprised me when he got to Notre Dame. Is he the best player in the draft? I could never make a guard the best player in the draft. No offense to guards, but at the end of the day, he's not handling the football like a quarterback. He's not rushing the passer. and he's inside. So I love the guy. He's going to be a 10-year starter, maybe longer. I wrote right next to his name when I got done with this. I did three games in Notre Dame, and I wrote Alan Faneca right next to him because he can pull. He can get out in front of stuff. He can get up downfield on a screen. He's a power player at the point of attack. I love him. Now, your guy, Smith, to me, he's a 4-3 will linebacker who's going to make 100 tackles a year starting next year. He can get all over the field. He probably will play at 230. But I remember when Derek Brooks came out. Derek came out under 220. And this guy has more speed than Derek. He certainly has got a long way to go to be Derek Brooks. But if I remember right, I wrote down Derek Brooks next to his name. So I love the guy. And he'll be a top 10 pick. And the world that we're in, I was just talking to Gruden this morning for a half hour about where defense is. And if you can't run laterally now, because everyone's running formations that are the width of the field, that's why they like, in Pittsburgh, they like Shazier, because he could do all those things, and I hope he recovers. But this, right away, Roquan, here's who he is. He's the will linebacker on first and second down. Then he's the Mike backer on dime. And as I said, 100 tackles. I've seen him cover man-to-man. I saw a guy try to run a wheel route on him. He was, like, laughing. It was a joke for him. So in a lot of ways, he's a safety with linebacker skills.
Mike Heath mentioned you don't fall in love with players. Have you know ever fallen in love with a player?
Yeah, have I ever fallen in love with a player? I mean, after they prove they can play in the NFL, then I kind of like them. But, you know, I just found that if you're not choosy, you'll end up making believe why you like them, or you start to ignore certain things. Like I saw a tackle. I don't want to mention his name, and I'll tell you why in a second. He was on a plane this morning. I watched. I was on maybe I've seen 6 or 7 tackles, you know, really in detail, and I found this guy to be the best. I was so excited. Then I got out his rap sheet, and then I realized red flags everywhere. So, you know, I've been burned by that, and I think there's certain cities you can't. Now, the smaller the city, the more I take them. The bigger the place, the less I take them because of the media scrutiny and everything that comes with a place like New York where I was. So I worry about that stuff, and I worry about from now to the draft, who's going to screw it up after I fall in love with him. That's why I don't fall in love with him.